Okay, Sunday morning, 6/11/23. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is just a letter of encouragement from me to you. The title of it is called Having the Right View. Isn't this what we've been talking about this morning, having the right view? It has been my experience going to churches over the years that most are seeking a platform, rising through the ranks, getting committed and submitted, hoping one day to rise to the top. This scenario does nothing for me, for when I was on that path, it never seemed to pan out. I felt like the man at the pool waiting for the angel to stir the water, but someone always stepped out in front of me. When the Lord called me out of that system, He began to show me a better way, His way. It paints an entirely different picture, one where I didn't have to compete with anyone. It all really had to do with me having the right view. I was all the things that I know I am now back then, but because I had the wrong view, I never realized any of it. I was just spinning my wheels trying to get by in life, hoping somebody would recognize that I knew the Lord had called me to do something since I was 12 years old. This is what the Holy Spirit began to show me. It is not what you do in the natural, really, discounting sin, of course, that God is looking at. Even though we have to do natural things, but the real gauge is what He is looking at is what do we do for Him in the spirit world, in His kingdom, His plan for us. I cannot stress enough how important to always remember spirit first. The church world, from my experience, does not work by the spirit first. Not for the most part. There's a few that do. Our world is failing not because of natural things per se, but because of things neglected in the spirit world. What we're seeing today is because what needed to be dealt with in the spirit was not dealt with. Our battle is not with flesh and blood, but it is a spiritual battle. A failing church system has failed in their spiritual battles. I've come of the opinion that the only things that are done for God are done in the spirit. Now I know God can tell you to do natural things. Anyone who enters the spirit will enter a spiritual battle. Now I know not everyone's called to be frontline soldiers. Spirit first and the natural on some occasions. I want to read one passage of scripture with this. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 16, Paul says this, I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, whensoever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, and stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, and deaths oft. See, theirs is the natural, but his is spiritual. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen. In perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things are without that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Artus the king kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. There's one day in the life of Paul here. But he goes on to talk about, yeah, I used to be in that natural world. I used to be a Pharisee of the Pharisees. But now that he walked into the combat zone, look at the things he deals with. It's natural. And that's what I put to you with the things that I've said so far, is the fact that what comes to you has been by demonic design. And maybe at times divine design, that the Lord's allowing you to be tested so that you can learn the things that you need to learn. But the fact is, he already made us well. Everything that's a negative in your life, he's already made it a positive. It just depends on what camp you want to hang with and what you want to believe. I know that not all are called to be frontline soldiers, but Paul said all that would live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Why? Opposition. You're going against the grain. The kingdom of God suffereth violence. The violent take it by force. When I think of promotion and position, I believe it is based on what we do for God. This is why we rise. It is not by a man. God lifts up one and takes down another. Promotion comes from above, not from below. This is that going low again. Think about Apostle Paul. He had to work to make ends meet. He was left out in the field and he suffered and was seemingly forsaken at times. He received no badges of honor. He did say he bore in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus. If things remain as they are, what difference does it make as far as position? Who do we answer to? Men? No, but to God. So it doesn't really matter what men do. It doesn't really matter what they say. When you know who you are in Christ and you're anchored in Him, and you know He is my uprising or my downfalling, then all that pressure of the churchy world just falls away. God is the promoter and the rewarder. Why do we look to men? Why do we look to men to promote us? Because that's the way of the system. Many do what they do to be seen by men. Jesus called those types in his day dead men's bones. When things are fiery, we start searching for a way out. I think it's not out, but through. If we've learned anything, it's not out. It's not a bail out like the rapture. It is a walking through. When you walk through the fire, you won't be burned. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No one likes to suffer. We find a way through it, not out of it. Think about Paul and Silas. Paul spent 2 weeks in a hurricane and then was bitten by a viper. Wow. This is the type of life most Christians never see or experience. This is an exception. This is exceptional, they say. Well, that was only for Apostle Paul, they say. I say probably not just normal for those following the Spirit. As long as there's an adversary to overcome, there's warfare to be done. As long as he's here running around, we got a job. I can just imagine how Paul felt when he reminded the churches to pray for him or send the support they promised. I know he felt forsaken and alone at times, but God knew just where he was and was with him. When he was in that hurricane, an angel showed up. He talked of a time when all had forsaken him. Well, Paul wasn't forsaken or forgotten, neither are we. It is God that we report to and not man, and we are in good hands. I believe we are so blessed that God took us aside for this time to train us. What an honor. What an honor. Who cares if people don't understand? If we are doing what God has asked of us, doing good warfare, being a first-class soldier, enduring the hardness, and at the end receiving a reward? Probably not by men, but by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Does anything else really matter? I just want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I feel liberated by this process that we have endured. Solid as a rock, unmoved and unshaken, we've learned to navigate by the Spirit and are not moved by the world and all its chaos, confusion, and uncertainty. Two totally different worlds. Now I ask you, why did you want to be so much a part of that other world? Take courage today, for we will walk through the fire, but we won't be burned, or even the smell of smoke be on us. We have a brave new world just ahead of us.